You might have a vision board, but maybe you just don't know how it works. Well, right now I'm going to talk to you about really what's going on when you're using a vision board so that you could actually apply a little bit more effort to your vision board, because vision boards work. The question is, are you working? So this is a vision board. Great example of a vision board. I want to make sure we're touching base on the very important parts of a vision board. Number one, there's a picture that resembles what you would like to experience. Number two, there's a description of the results you would like to have in that experience. So as you see, there's a picture and a description for each one of these. Each one of these posts that are on my vision board here, example, there's a nice amount of space between each one. It's not a collage. Collage causes a bunch of mixed up thoughts inside your head. This is a clearly defined vision board with individual posts with a picture and a description. But the magic and the cool part about what happens here with the vision board is what goes on inside of your mind. What you're attempting to do is to get that picture and that description inside your head. So what you do is you look at your vision board each day for just a couple minutes each day to practice imagining that picture with those details happening inside of your head. Now this is a still picture. You know, that person right there is not moving, but inside my head, I can turn a still picture into a moving picture. And that's what you want. A moving picture will produce a higher result. Meaning inside your head, you turn it into a moving picture. Now, could you turn this vision board into a vision board on your phone and use moving pictures? Absolutely. That's what we're looking for, is to create the moving imagery inside your head with those details so that your mind can start to focus on it and be able to create situations to be able to produce this experience for you. Now for me, my vision board has worked for me for years, 12, 13, 14 years. My vision board has worked for me and helped me create a lot of great things to have happen in my life where there was no other way it was gonna happen unless I got my mind dialed in and focused on what it is to focus on. So I pick what I want, get my mind pointed on it, then my mind begins to produce it. But just give you an image of what happens here is this right here. So this is your vision board, and that's what's on your vision board. You look at your vision board enough until that gets inside your head. Once that starts to get in your head, it's kind of interesting, but this is what happens. Your mind begins to literally broadcast a signal that it's looking for what it's gonna take to be able to find it and bring that into your life. So when you put this into your mind is not contained by your skull. Your skull does not hold your thoughts. Everything you think and everything you're processing inside your head comes outside your skull. It literally is transmitted like a radio signal. So you want it to get in your head so that it can start sending the signal out to people that you're looking for ways to be able to achieve this goal. Find this goal and bring it into your life. So that's what's happening with the vision board. But if you don't get this inside your head, it doesn't work. It's not the vision board that creates your goals to happen. It's your mind. Because once you get it in your mind, it sends the signal. And other people pick up on the signal. And other people can help guide and direct you to help you find what it's going to take to achieve that goal. But it's not the vision board that is the cool part about how vision boards work. It's getting that in your mind, because it's your mind that works on it. So when people ask me, how big should my vision board be? What color should my vision board be? It's not the vision board that's causing the great things to happen. It's your mind. So the sooner you can get that image inside your mind and review that image inside your mind with these details, and you got that in your mind and you're reviewing it, the more you review it, the more it gets sent out. The less you review it, the less focus you have on it. And it just takes longer amount of time before what you put on your vision board is actually going to happen. So it's totally up to you. It's not the vision board that doesn't work. It's you. And so what makes it work is you. You're learning how to activate your mind to think about this. The more you think about it, the more it's on your mind, the more it begins to send out, the more people start to pick up on the signal, and they start to unconsciously bring up things that they know about this particular topic. They help you find ways to be able to create this, but it's activating your mind. That's what you're doing with the vision board, and that's how a vision board works. So if you ever catch yourself being the person who says, I tried a vision board and it didn't work, it wasn't the vision board. Your mind wasn't to the point yet of being able to literally think and send the signal out. So how do you get to that point? You look at your vision board every day until it turns your mind on. And some people don't have that function turned on. Some people just need to look at their vision board enough times until that function turns on. But you do have the function of your mind to be able to visualize and materialize. That's how a vision board works. Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.